I'm done. I am done apologizing. I am done being persecuted for my strength. You people should be thanking Christ that I am who and what I am because you need me. You need me to save you. You do. I am the only one who possibly can. You're not the real heroes. I'm the real hero.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, David?
What's up, Mark?
What's up, man?
Not
what's
much.
Up,
man? You good?
Like that? Did you like how the fucking intro?
Our new intro? Yeah. I was going to say, I'm sorry, Mark. I know you were expecting me here at 5, but I had to deliver some packages up in Bear Valley, so I got here at 8 o'clock, right on the dot, you
what
know?
What a dick, man. Who just doesn't leave boxes on the outside for them to just pick up?
Yeah,
it's theirs anyways.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry, Mark. I know you've been waiting here all day for me. Fucking dickhead. Nah, bro. It's all good. I'm just saying. I just like to yank your chain a little bit.
God damn. Today was, I worked 16 hours.
16 hours. And only getting paid for 8 of them.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I'm sure, no, I think there's like no, a sort
we,
of rule.
We get paid afterwards, but it's like the rate is really low.
Okay. It's just like normal pay then? Like
yeah, but basically, I think it's the base pay rate. It's something like that. But it, I mean, it's a drastic fall down. All I know is I better not get fucking shit when I get home. Not home. To work on Monday.
To work. Yeah, you're already shit-faced right now. Shit. Oh, man. And today is good, man. How you been? Besides the 16-hour shift. Like, was it a good day in general, at least? Like, was it stressful?
You know what it was? Like, there was times where, like, holy shit, dude. Like, my heart just beating hella fast. Because I'm like, dude, I'm... Like, anything that's going to go wrong is now... It's going to take me about 4 hours to fix.
Yeah. I remember working for Ryan, and, like, I was... Even when I was, like, 30 minutes over the clock for some reason, like, on a job, on a site, I was stressing the fuck out. I was like, God damn it, fucking Ryan's going to be up my ass. He's going to be calling me, like, oh, David, like, what are you doing? You sleeping on a job? Ha ha, JK, JK, LOL, question mark? You know, like, you know, I was stressed out for 30 minutes, much less fucking an extra 8 hours on the job.
No, because it's, like... Not on that level. Trust me. If someone like is gonna be like, bro, what is taking you so long? It's gonna be like, I'm not gonna fucking, I'm not apologizing for any of this. I'm the only one here.
Yeah, I'm the real hero.
Yeah, I'm the real hero. But it's like, if this truck breaks down, you understand? It's gonna take someone 2 hours to get up here to come back, and those orders still need to get delivered. It's not like, oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah. So you guys are essentially like the booze head or the mailman for booze people.
Literally, for bars and shit.
Rain, snow, whatever the fuck they got to go through, you know, cold, hot, all that, whatever their fucking their mantra is. Mm-hmm. You got to do it. You got to deliver that shit.
Well, yeah, because eventually
drunks will become sober eventually, and we don't want that.
Well, people need a drink and shit.
Exactly. People need to destroy their brain slowly but surely.
There's other people who deliver, like, much better stuff, right? Cisco delivers, like, fresh fruits and stuff to, like... Food banks and shit. What do you do?
Well, let the fucking blue hair bitches deal with that shit, all right? This is good, old-fashioned Western America, man, all right? We're driving our Ford Rangers, our Ford trucks, right? Fucking our cousins. We get drunk to that beer to fuck our cousins, Mark. We need that fucking delivery, all right? We need that fucking PBR.
It was funny, too, man. That's exactly like those people up there. It's the fucking Hills Have Eyes shit.
We need our fucking PBRs to fuck our cousins, dude. I mean, you know what? Let me try it sober for once. Oh, God.
There was this hillbilly dude one time, right?
Yeah.
And I'm delivering to one of the stores. Now, one of the stores, it's like a a lady. She has, like, two kids. And they all run the store together. Mm. So, fucking his daughter or her daughter is the one who, like, opens in the mornings. This girl's probably get, like, maybe 15 at most, right? And this fucking hillbilly dude is, like, trying to get her to, like, get in his car. And fucking like, oh, you know, I'm about this 30-pack. Like, you know, you should fucking drink it with me, too, and shit.
Oh, was this when that weird guy's trying to, was that on, like, bumfuck nowhere you were telling me, right?
Yeah, dude, it's a town called Railroad Flat.
Yeah.
And there's nothing up there.
Yeah, and in other words, a.k.a. bumfuck nowhere, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, honestly, that's, like, not one of my worst fears, but that's, like, a realistic fear of mine. Like, getting stuck out there. Mm-hmm. And then some, like, random white dude, like, hey, boy. Spits into his platoon.
Yeah.
You're looking mighty fine there for one of them beaner fielders. Ever you come here over here,
that's very deep in the woods.
That's very deep in the woods.
That's even deeper. This is just NPCs, bro.
Fucking Deliverance.
Literally. They're the fucking, they're zombies. They're the first people to be zombies. Like, okay. Whenever zombie outbreaks happen,
yeah.
Literally, they're the first one.
I was going to say, I'd imagine they'd be the last ones, you know, because, you know.
You would think so.
Yeah. Because that's the whole thing. You know, funny enough, I remember, like, back in, like, 2012 when everyone was scared about the whole Mayan calendar bullshit. Mm-hmm. Well, not everyone. It's just, you know, like, the irrational people. Anyways, there were, like, studies, like, saying, like, who would turn first, like, into a zombie. Like, mm-hmm. what cities would go first or quickest and all that bullshit. And I remember, like, a lot of people were, like saying, like, oh, my God, like, dude, we need to get out of Stockton. Because, like, if the fucking zombie apocalypse comes. Yeah, yeah. Like, the zombie apocalypse comes, we need to get the fuck out, dude. It's, like, holy shit, you are high as shit right now. Jesus Christ, trying to tell a story here. Yeah. But, yeah, essentially, they're just saying, like, just paranoid as shit just because Stockton's supposedly, like, so overpopulated or whatever. But it's, like, it's not even as bad as, like, Frisco. I feel like Frisco and Sac are, like, the places you got to really worry about. Yeah, you stumble around your junk. Fuck.
Hey, you stumbling, muttering, fuck you.
Oh, that's the one I wanted to add to. Yeah. I fucking forgot.
I'm sorry, man. I turned my stove off.
Yeah.
But you were talking about outbreaks in, like, Frisco?
Oh, I was just saying, yeah. Like, that's the ones where I'd be like, well, you know, as long as we're not in Frisco or Sacramento, we're fucking okay. We don't have much to worry about.
Like, no, dude, we need to get the fuck out. You know, we gotta get our duffel bags ready. We got to make sure we have escape plans.
It's like, bro, we're both 15. Can you afford a duffel bag? I can't even afford fucking lunch. I can't afford a duffel bag. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, dude, my parents got us, bro. Don't fucking worry about it.
Like, shut the fuck up, bro. I don't know. You ever had this? Like, well, you used to go to high school out in the bumfuck nowhere, too.
Linden wasn't really bumfuck nowhere. It was just, it was really just fucking,
If there isn't a McDonald's within the next 2 miles of you, you're in bumfuck nowhere.
Oh, no, there's a McDonald's over there.
No, there's not.
Yeah, it's where? By Waterloo.
But Linden High School is like a 10-minute drive from that point, though.
That's like not even 10 minutes.
Yeah. Every time you pass by, you always like make the point to like point it out, like, hey, this is where I used to go to high school. Yeah. This is where I had no friends or girlfriends.
Yeah.
I had no bitches.
Yeah, it's just not that far either.
Yeah. Like, I had no bitch because my mom used to work at high school and cock blocked me every turn.
Now, here's the thing, too, especially with, like, bumfuck nowhere places.
Yeah.
I always think, like, Wyoming.
Wyoming. Okay, fair enough. Just mountains everywhere.
Just, I'm talking about, there's just, even the people out there have just, like, they discovered what a TV is. I'm holding it in my right now.
No, I was going to say, I'm going to put the ash in here just to re-up. That's pretty much done there, right?
They was showing me an empty pipe right now.
That's what I'm saying, exactly. No, yeah, it's not empty. It's fucking empty. Full of ash and shit, bro. What up? You do that. I'm the very inexperienced one when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Just brush it around. I'm trying to get one more hit out of that.
Okay, go for it. Yeah, but yeah, luckily, just because of how late you were today, like, I was fucking lucky that I had already asked for the days off because of Alexa's surgery. It was just honestly, like, the Wednesday and Thursday I was more worried about, and Friday was, like, going to be a just-in-case day, where it's like, oh, if she was feeling worse, then I have to stay. If she doesn't, then I could have, you know, gone to work.
Yeah.
But by the way, I'd rather have taken Friday off as well and made double sure that she was fine. But yeah, right now she's like walking around doing like all the shit by herself.
That's some good shit, dude.
Yeah, I thought she was gonna be bedridden until like Sunday, but no, she's A-okay. She's good.
Finally, speedy recovery.
Yeah, it wasn't gonna be like major either, but you know, it was faster than like the doctor said it was gonna be, which is good. It's funny though, dude. Like the day I was supposed to pick her up from surgery, this nigga got me hella worried. Because he, like, called me, like, 5 times, like, in the span of, like, 30 minutes. So, like, the first time they called me, like, to let me know that she was out of surgery and everything was okay, everything looked good. And I was like, okay, awesome. Then I got called 5 minutes after that. The doctor himself called me and said, like, there were nurses who had done before. And he was like, is this David, Alexis's husband? I was like, yes, it is him. He's like, okay. I was like, what the fuck? Like, like, why do you say it like that? Make it sound like there's a lot of tension in the air like on his side. He's like, oh, yeah, she's okay. You know, she's okay. She's good. You know, she's going to be just, like, kind of out of it for a little bit just because of all the drugs we have in her system, you know. And I was like, okay. He's like, yeah, okay. So, yeah, she'll be ready in about an hour. So, go ahead and get ready. All right, thank you. Goodbye. I was like, okay, goodbye. And then he called me, like, three more times after that just to tell me the exact same shit over and again. Mm-hmm. But each time he'd sound more and more stressed, like something had fucking happened. Like, oh, my God, dude, I don't know how to tell you this, but... Your wife took a turn for the worst. Like, I thought she said she was okay, Doc. Like, I'm sorry, son. I'm sorry.
He does a fake out on you. He's like, David, I really hope you have planned to take your wife home.
Yeah.
Yeah, like fucking the doctor from Family Guy. He's like, oh, that's not good at all. Oh my God, doc, what is it? Oh, it's my lunch. My wife forgot a packet for me. Yeah. Like the most unprofessional doctor of all time.
He like opens up to this like, oh my God, this is terrible. Yeah. I need to return this DVD or something. Yeah.
Exactly. He's like, oh yeah, when Peter goes blind for eating all those quarters, mm-hmm. he's like, tell me, Peter, can you see this right here? He's like, no, doctor, I can't see anything. Like, yeah, me neither. It's like one of those pictures where you have to like focus on one spot to see the whole picture.
Like a, what do they call it, a Rorschach?
Not a Rorschach. The Rorschach ink blocks are like just like the ink blots everywhere. Mm-hmm. But no, it's like, I forget what they call it, but yeah, it's like a little, it looks like just a bunch of pixels in different colors and shit. I suppose if you look at one spot, you'll see a picture all around it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, my cousin told me that there's a dolphin here. That son of a bitch, I know he's lying. I was like dying. I was dying when I first seen that shit.
Yeah, hate that shit. Yeah, there's glass in there. You look like you're in pain, dude.
I am.
Oh, way to go, David.
Thank you. Oh, fuck me. Oh. Jesus Christ, that hurts so much.
Jesus Christ, Morty.
Jesus Christ, Morty. Oh, hold on. Which one was it?
I see demons.
Yeah, there you go.
I see demons. That's coming.
Jeez, Rick. That's me right now. I see demons. Ah, shit. So anyways, there is a lot of shit going on in like, this past 8 days, dude. That, like, have you, well, I know you're not really big on the internet. Because you're an old fucking man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, but you know how we talk.
What's this Twitter you talking?
Nah, I don't. I'm going on Twitter. Fuck that shit. I was gonna say though, like, you know how we talked about last week about the whole Logan Paul, CoffeeZilla thing.
Yeah.
You know he officially apologized to CoffeeZilla.
I seen the thumbnail to the video.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, he apologized. And I see both of them are dressed up like each other.
No. That one originally was Logan Paul was making fun of CoffeeZilla.
No, like this video came out like maybe 2 days ago at most.
Yeah, but oh, was Logan Paul still dressed up as CoffeeZilla, or reverse?
It was a reverse thing, but it said okay. Logan Paul apologized to me.
Okay, yeah. But it's fun. It's cool though. Like I like that video. That video specifically because he described it like, oh, if you're like you know, he shows the apology video like in good portion, and then he says like it's still not okay what he did.
Right.
And I'll see this apology. He said like essentially, and he did it really well. He said. Yeah, like this apology video, if you're like a really big Logan Paul fan, this here is like good enough for you to forgive him. But if you're like a normal person who has like nothing to do with the situation, yeah, you're probably still not gonna like Logan. And he was like, kind of just picking apart the apology, mm-hmm. kind of just saying like I get it, Logan, you're doing like the bare minimum to try and save your name just to stay face in the public's eye. And so, but you're still not doing enough to like help out the people you fucked over, essentially. And he just said like really well. Just the way he said he pinpointed, or just kind of picked apart the apology. Because I remember there was one part where Logan Paul, like, he said he was going to pay back $1.3 million to the people who still had the tokens. But everyone who, like, sold wasn't going to get any help from them. Because, like, technically, they still made some money back from their investment. But the guys who still have their tokens in there are still, you know, 100% fucked. So they're going to get the ones that be the ones that get some sort of money back. I don't know if it was complete investment or complete refund or it's just... Just something, I forget. But then it's funny, like, because after that, I think he posted on Twitter saying, like, oh, you know, like, I'm not going to accept any more blame from you guys. Like, this isn't, like, for, I'm not going to be anyone's scapegoat for bad financial decisions.
Right.
You know, it's kind of saying, like, it's your fault for buying into the scam I sold you for so long and so many times. I knew you trusted me, but go fuck yourself.
You know what's fucked up, too, about like that with Logan? Mm. Right. It'll take him forever to realize, like, what shitty things he's done, if ever.
Here's the thing. I'm 100% sure he knows what he's doing. He's very stupidly he's doing them, but he knows what he's doing. I 100% believe
You don't think by the time he's, how old is he now? He's probably, like, what, his late 20s?
Nah.
Is he in his 30s?
I think he's going to be early 30s.
So it might be, like, his 40s where he realized, wow, I did some really shitty things on the internet.
No, here's the thing, man. He knows now, and the only reason he feels, quote-unquote, sorry about it is because he got caught for it. Honestly, like, oh, that's also something CoffeeZilla said in his video. Like, if he wouldn't have made the videos he did and no one just caught his lies, he would not have apologized for it. He would not be doing these steps to fix anything, right? And I was like, yeah, it's 100% true. Like, Logan doesn't give a shit. He does what he thinks is going to make him the most money at the time. And then if he gets in trouble with the public, then that's when he starts, like, playing pretend, like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, guys. I didn't mean to offend anyone here.
That's when the groveling starts.
That's when the fucking groveling starts.
You get some sad music, some sad, sappy music.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. Two smallest world violins. How do they say that shit?
Yeah, the world's smallest violin.
Yeah.
That is fucked, dude, but I think at the... Honestly, you gotta put some blame on, like, some of the people who buy into this. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's 100% their fault. What I say
I'll say 50% their fault.
Yeah, you have people, man, who, like, they know it's bullshit. Or I wouldn't even say they know it's bullshit, right? They know in some aspects that, hey, this is kind of... like, whatever this guy is trying to sell me,
yeah,
I know there's there has to be a little bit of it's too good to be true, mm-hmm. but I like him. I like his content, right? Just to buy into it. It's almost like even if I know he's scamming people, maybe yeah. I could learn to scam people from this way.
Yeah. Here's your thing. Everyone should understand from, like, these dudes, like Logan Paul.
Yeah.
They're first and foremost entertainers. They're not meant to be fucking financiers. They're not meant to be all these people, mm-hmm. right? Like, I think it's different. Someone who, like, was like an NFT expert and actually, like, professionally did NFTs or whatever, cryptocurrency, right, before he became a YouTuber. And then he joined YouTube giving advice on that shit. I think it's completely different from a YouTuber like Logan Paul trying to make money off of NFTs when he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. In reality, he's just doing it because he knows his name's going to sell a token enough for him to make a cool mill or two.
Yeah, and then also on the flip side, you also have people who continually buy into it and there's no results. Right, but hey, maybe this time there might be some shit into it.
Yeah. This will be the one.
Yeah, no, hey, Logan Paul said this is the one.
Yeah, well, what about Dogecoin? Dogecoin, that was a scam.
Bro, come on, dude.
He was younger. He was younger. Come on, he didn't know what he was doing. He has our best interest.
But he learned from Dogecoin.
He did. Yeah, exactly. He knows better now.
Is he still running that shit though? That NFT Photoshop thing?
Well, it's still up. It's still up.
It's still up. Mm-hmm. Honestly, man, I can't imagine. How do you buy into that with so much money?
I know, like, and these guys, they say, like, they, like, put in, like, 30 grand and shit. I'm like, how?
Yeah.
How are you, like, 25 or, like, have 30 grand just to throw around like that?
You know what it is, dude? It's, you got, like, these, like, middle-class kind of kids.
Yeah.
Who probably, their parents probably saved up some college fund for them. They're like, here you go, here's 30K, mm-hmm. right? You know, dad saved up a couple months, you know, when he fucking about to have a kid. Mm-hmm. And then here's this fucking dummy. He blows it on fucking Dogecoin.
Oh, fuck. That one hit fucking fucked me up, dude.
Really? Oh, shit.
Yeah, not like mentally. Like, I could still do more and I'd be fine. But I mean, just like my throat. Like, it burned the fuck out of my throat. I don't know how you used to do this on, like, on the regular.
Yeah, you get used to it.
No, I remember, like, one time, like, when we used to work at, like, Medline for, like, a week straight, like, 3 days or 3-4 days out of the week, like, I was getting high. Uh-huh. And I was like, I never got used to it. Each time I do it, I'll be like throwing up a lung. Just be like, ugh.
You said 3 times a week?
Yeah, or like not 3 times a week. Yeah, 3 days out of the week, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just like smoke it up.
Damn.
Because that was when like I was with like Lexi's, like her dad's side of the family.
Yeah.
And they smoke like fucking chimneys, bro. Like every time I go over, they're always fucking rolling up like in a tarantula leg or two, like mm-hmm. fucking doing dabs and shit. You know, you remember. You were like, you got hella fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like that. They're always like that. That's them, like, on the regular.
I was trying to fight. You remember Tanjiro? When he's he keeps falling asleep.
Yeah.
That was me after that dab break. I was like, bro, I gotta sober up. I gotta get there.
I was like,
wake up.
I had Nezuko's body, but my face. Like, Mark, you have to wake up, Mark.
And then he gave me a shot, and I was like, this is going well. I'm fucked up, dude. I'm fucked up right now.
Right now? Oh, yeah, I could tell. So you look pretty... submissive and readable there, Mark. Oh, yeah. I know, like, I expect some sort of feedback from you usually when I talk to you. But just, like, random topics. So, you hear, you just giving me nothing to work with.
I'm out right now. Sorry. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. I fucked up. Right. I probably should, because I have not smoked in 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the last time I smoked was just with you, too. Oh, fuck. Now it's starting to hit me like a truck. I'm like, oh, shit. I don't know why I just felt the giant wave of mm-hmm. just pulsating energy. Oh, speaking of which, I don't know why I said speaking of which.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. But remember last week also, I was talking about the one music video about the Anunnaki or some shit?
Yeah.
Funny enough, I didn't get a chance to listen to it, like, at all. But, like, I just looked at it, like, or researched a little bit just because I figure now that we're trying to take the podcasting more seriously,
I should probably like double check my sources and shit and like actually look up information on the subjects I'm talking about, not just talking about off memory that I had like fucking reading something 10 years ago or some shit. Because last week I said that this guy's name is Trevor Moore. He was a comedian, and when he made this song, he made it for Comedy Central. Like as a, I guess he, because like, I think the conspiracy theory when I first originally saw the video was, there's just ongoing conspiracy that, like, the truth is, like, always presented in, like, movies and TV shows, kind of, like, showing us the truth, but, like, kind of Hollywood rubbing it in our faces, like, we know the truth, but we'll never tell you, right. So you'll never 100% know the truth. And that's a conspiracy, like, you know, they do it whenever they're talking about aliens, they're talking about demons and shit, and they give, like, really specific information about, like, the demons. Like, wait, I thought that demons were allergic to holy water. Like, no, they love it so much it hurts them or some shit, you know, like yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen those, like, shitty videos or movies.
Not really.
Yeah. Because I just seen that again with a movie that just came out, I think, like, 2022. But it was, like, pretty low budget. And they were saying, like, a lot of conspiracy people were using that video specifically as an example I explained. You know, they're like, oh, they know the truth. They're trying to tell us. But at the same time, they're just rubbing in our faces. That all the shit we don't know about Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And so I got curious. And I think that was, like, just the main conspiracy of it was to, like, since it was, like, the media, technically. It was talking about the Anunnaki. And, like, taking LSD or whatever and all that, going to, like, this interdimensional space hub or whatever the fuck I was saying last week. And also, I remember I said that he had died, like, shortly after that. But it wasn't shortly at all. Because he made a video and released in 2018. And if right here, if his Wikipedia page is telling the truth, he died 2021, so, like, 3 years later. So, like, it had nothing to do with the fucking music video he released that quote unquote had the truth in it.
Yeah, he was already dead.
Yeah, no. He was, it was fucking a whole 3 ass years later. I guess he just got really drunk one day and fell out of his fucking apartment.
That's not a great way to die.
Right.
Just get all fucked up and just fall.
But.
Just be a mess.
And not feel it at all.
Yeah.
It just happens.
No, just somebody else has to pick you up now. God damn it, let's get fucking.
Well, they're gonna have to pick you up one way or another. It's funny, really quick. I remember, back when I used to work at the hospital, the job I had, apparently they would double us as the body movers. It's like if a body dies in the hospital, then like my department would be in trouble or in charge of going to whatever room and taking the dead body out and moving it to a sanitized room.
Yeah.
Which I thought was like pretty dumb because it was still processing. And still processing literally is like is the most important part of like surgery. Because we literally sanitize and clean all the tools and shit used for surgery. So if that's not, you know, that's not clean, then, like, that's how, like, bacteria, diseases, and fucking people start dying and shit. Start multiplying, like, pretty fast. But I'm like, why are you making us, like, the clean people? We have to wash our hands, like, every 10 feet we take. Fucking carrying dead bodies. Like, I don't know. That made no sense to me.
I think just because there's just a shitload of germs on that shit.
Yeah.
That you don't want to track it anywhere else.
No, but us, though. Exactly. Especially not to a sanitized, clean room. Because here's the thing. Like, we have to, every time we go outside, we would have to change clothes. Right? Like, literally, we'd have, because, like, we would have to be, like, in our skivvies. Uh-huh. Wearing the hospital scrubs that they provided to make sure it was 100% sanitary. But sometimes they would run out. Like, clothes to switch in and out to. Because, like, we had to do it if we went outside of hospital grounds. Like, if we went out to our car, whatever, then we had to come back in and switch into brand new scrubs.
Yeah.
Just to make sure we got as clean as possible. So getting a fucking dead body on your skin, I'm sure, is not the best way to keep your fucking self clean.
No. Yeah, no, especially exactly. If you touch that shit raw.
That's what I'm saying, exactly. Well, I'm sure it wasn't raw. They're probably covered in, like, dead body bags or whatever. Still, though, like, not very sanitary.
You never opened one up?
No.
To check.
Oh, no. Like, this, they said this was, like, a decade or two ago. Like, not when I worked there.
Oh. What'd you do when you were there?
My fucking job. Hold on. I'm going to go spit a leak right now. It's, like, bombing the fuck out of me.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Wasn't the whole reason you got up was to close that fucking door?
No. Let's just turn the spaghetti off.
Oh. Okay. You're going to kill us. I see.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought this whole time you went up to, like, close the door.
No. I was like, it's still burning. I probably should have turned it off before hopped on, but.
Definitely. But, you know, you're too hot. I was going to turn off the fucking the fire thing. Then I got high.
I gotta say, Dave, this is wonderful.
Right? It's been a while. I'm pretty sure this like episode itself is going to be like 3 hours long. But then when I edit it, it's going to be like an hour 20.
Yeah.
Just all the dead space right now.
All the fucking nut shit.
That's what I'm saying. It's like we're recording, so we can have as much dead space as we want, as long as we edit it out.
Yeah.
I'll probably edit out this whole conversation, honestly. Conspiracy theories. Apparently, they were just fucking full of shit, of course, you know.
Isn't that, like, most of them, though?
That's, like, a good 99% of them. That's what I think is funny, though. Like, the 1% conspiracy theories that ends up being real, everyone uses those as, like, you see, I fucking told you. Anything is fucking possible.
You know, but here's the thing with the internet. You could be like, all right, let me go back. Show me the video. Yeah. Right? Show me. Oh, no. Show me a fucking video essay you did where you broke it down.
And they do show you.
Yeah, and then of course they won't show you anything. I don't even know. Like, what's a conspiracy that actually turned out to be true? Because I really don't know a whole lot.
Watergate. Fucking Watergate, one of like the world, like the United States' most notorious fucking political things that happened.
I gotta be honest. I still really don't know what Watergate is.
Neither do you. I just know that was important.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had to do something with water, and there was a gate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Nixon got up and was like, hey, man, what are you guys drinking water for? And they're like, oh, my God, you got us. And
there's a gate. And all this water. Oh,
yeah, everyone, go to the gate.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you taking that water to that gate?
Yeah, there's like, also the experiments that they used to do on African-American people. I think it was like some sort of, it was like a cure for malaria. I don't know. I think it was cancer, malaria, whatever the fuck it was. This was like back in the 70s, I think, 70s or 50s, 60s, I think, where they had, like, two different, or they were just testing on black people, like, just random medications for, like, cures and shit, and I forget, like, they would, like, just not give them the drug, and they would give the white people the drug. Oh, yeah, because it was some sort of, like, experiment. When you do experiments in, like, labs when it comes to, like, medicine and shit, you always have test groups, like, randomized, and who would get a placebo, which is a fake,
right,
and who would get the real medication. So, like, they'd all think they'd get the real medication, and then, like, you'd see, like, some people react differently and see if the medicine actually works or if it's just, like, a mental thing that make you think that it works, right? And essentially what they did was they gave the black people all the fake medicine, you know, and then they gave the white people all the good medicine, and they were saying that was their experiment. And, like, a large portion of those, like, African-Americans that were tested on, they just fucking straight up died, like, horrible deaths. And they were like, well, now we know that the medicine works. Let's go sell it to the white people. That's like one of the conspiracy theories I always think about when I think about like what shit the government does. Let's see that one TikTok soundbite. It's like, remember, if anyone says that the government isn't capable of this, yes, they are. And then it's like, just shows like a bunch of different conspiracy theories. Oh, MK Ultra. MK Ultra is real. It's real.
They say MK, what is that?
Yeah, the fucking one on that, what was it? Stranger Things.
Oh.
Yeah.
MK I don't know Ultra. Why I took that as MLK Ultra.
There's a cyborg MLK just walking around.
Just walking around. Hey, no, he goes.
My super, brothers and sisters.
He goes Super Saiyan fucking MLK. He's more shootable.
Oh, God. No. Mark, I was going to say he had two dreams. He had two dreams instead of one.
They were like, oh, my God. This man's way too sophisticated. He must die.
That sounds like a fucking Family Guy skit or something. Or American Dad.
You know what? He's dreaming of his alternate reality.
Yeah. Or MLK.
He's a white guy?
You know, he's just albino. He's still black, but he's albino. Yeah. What? The worst of both worlds.
Like, he's trying to do his whole thing, but it's just not working because it just doesn't, you know. He's albino.
Exactly. You know what would be funny?
They're like, ew, don't touch me.
Yeah, but it's like the worst of three worlds, technically, because I'm sure not even the albinos will want them. Most albinos are white people, and so you make an albino black person. It's like, oh my God, we know you're black, even though you're one of us albinos, but you're still black. Get the fuck out of here. And he's albino. He's like, oh, have a dream. Shut the fuck up, you ginger-headed motherfucker.
Like, he still has the same confidence and everything. It's just, yeah, that's the only aspect.
Oi, don't flash that camera light on me. I'm going to get a skin burn. Yeah, I went to school with an albino. That dude was, I don't know, I didn't really talk to him, honestly.
Did anyone talk to him?
Very rarely. He had very weird, mannerisms. Mm. He had very strange, not weird, just strange mannerisms.
That's because there's skinwalkers, all of them.
They're all fucking Baba Yagas.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that bubbling from your fish tank. I thought for a second you left the stove on. I was like, Nick, I thought you said you turned that shit off.
I was like, oh, dude, bro.
You burned the fucking spaghetti, bro. God damn it, Mark. Oh, but yeah, I'm just essentially outing myself as a foo for not researching this shit properly beforehand, talking about it. Because, like, that's my weakness, man. I always jump on, like, the hype train initially. Mm-hmm. Or, like, the main thought that like, everyone, like, perpetuates. Like, you know, the, like I said last time also, like, the agitate thing where it's like, yeah, fuck Andrew Shells. Yeah, fuck that guy. I was like, wait, who is that?
You just hated that guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to fuck it. I don't want to talk about him.
Yeah, and then I started looking him up. I'm like, oh, that's Andrew Tate. Like, oh, yeah, he's pretty much, yeah, he's a scumbag, but, I mean, it's whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, but then, like, I would only get, like, some of the, like, the okay videos where you say some, like, semi-questionable shit. I was like, okay, I can understand how blue hairs would get offended by that, but he's whatever. And I started so seeing about all the other shit about, like, him beating either his girlfriend or some contestant on the British version of Big Brother. And he got kicked off of it because of it. And then, like, I started seeing, like, all the one, like, the shit about him having, you know, sex trafficking with girls. Mm-hmm. Shit, and I'm like, oh god, yeah, no, fuck Tate, that guy's terrible. And then you get all these other videos of people saying like, no, Tate's being set up by the government just because he's perpetuating popular or healthy male masculinity. And I'm like, yeah, it's a conspiracy. I'm like, no, not really. it seems pretty kind
of
dry.
There's a lot of like, oh dude, you know, you gotta escape the matrix kind of situations, but yeah. I think people like they gravitate toward that.
Yeah,
they don't realize like, you know what. This dude might be onto some weird shit.
Yeah.
He might be enslaving people.
Yeah, there's a... I only saw, like, a little bit of it, but there's a documentary on Vice where they actually followed Tate around for, like, a little bit, but then, like, Tate, like, just got mad at the guy, like, during his podcast, and he kicked him off, mm-hmm. like, hella early. Because I guess he was supposed to follow him for, like, a few days, and then he was, like, still short, like, a day or two when Tate just kicked him off and kicked him off his compound and everything. But yeah, like initially, like it's just very weird because like the way he interacted with like Tate's girls and like how he was commanded to not talk to some of them specifically, that he wasn't allowed to even like say hello, good morning to them, whatever. Uh-huh. It was very controlling, like super like abusive, like husband style, where it's like, don't talk to him. It's like, oh, okay, daddy. Which I said, don't talk. It's fucking just backhands her anyways. It's very much that kind of feeling to it. And then like, I guess he has like a main Tate University out there where a bunch of guys come to him. And, like, pay him money for all that shit. And then, like, he, like, I think it was impromptu, I guess. Like, he made, like, a mini tournament of all the guys there. And, like, he just said, like, if whoever wants to say yes. If someone wants to say no, you can say no also. And then you'll follow the regularly scheduled program like you paid for. But all you guys who say yes, glory awaits you. You know, like, he pretty much, like, made them all, not made them, but like, he, like, made a miniature tournament, like, on the spot. Like for them just to fight each other.
Oh, they all just fight. They fought to the death.
Not to the death, but yeah, they fought to the death, fucking gladiatory style.
Yeah,
he gave him toothpicks.
Oh, like, I wouldn't put it past that.
Here
guy.
Your swords. Honestly, yeah, you know what? Yeah,
he's like, we need to get back to Greece.
Exactly.
And how they fought.
The gladiators. The gladiators literally fought with their lives on the line, and today, so will you.
They give him weapons and shit, yeah. Like in Thor Ragnarok.
Then some guy gets a toothpick. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
You've been chosen for the best to be the best soldier.
Exactly. You must pray to God. I mean Allah. Excuse me, Allah, because I'm Arab now. I'm pray to Allah.
I remember Coffeezilla found one of his courses.
Yeah.
Where he saw the.
Oh, he paid for it.
Yeah. The Hustlers Academy. Uh-huh. It really is just day trading stuff that you can get for free.
Oh yeah, 100%. It's like literally all of it. Shit is like that you could get from a better source and for no money. Exactly like you said. You know, for fucking free.
Honestly, bro, I see Andrew Tate sometimes as just a cartoon character.
Yeah,
not to say like he's a dummy. I'm just saying it's like he's a brand.
Yeah.
That is just keeps showing up everywhere.
Yeah,
like I wouldn't put it past him in a couple of years to get like a Andrew Tate fucking
ride cup. At Universal Studio.
Yeah, fucking ride and shit, franchising. Yeah.
What color is your Bugatti? And they're all riding like little shitty boxcar Bugattis.
Tate Land, bro. Tate Land is gonna happen.
No, that just sounds like a fucking strip club. If he ever gets out of jail, he just needs to make a strip club.
It'll be a strip club like amusement park, right?
Exactly.
There's a very niche. That's not even really niche. It's just straight men.
Yeah, strip club. Yeah. Hey, women go there too. All right, there's perfectly good lesbians out there. Okay, we go to strip clubs. It's fine. It's okay. I'm crying.
You get like inflatable sunglasses and shit. Oh, you get like a ball cap.
Get your Andrew Tate ball cap for $30. Get it installed for $20. Oh, man. This job sucks ass. Hey, what color is your Bugatti?
You get to, like, you take a picture of one of those, like, prop ones that are, like, outside of, like, a ride. Yeah, exactly. Like the Batmobile.
No, like the little kid ones where, like, they put a quarter in the slot and just keep going back and forth. Just keep going back and forth.
There's some ride out there, like, for, like, children. It's like a like the Dumbo ride in, like, in Disneyland.
Exactly. Like, nice Bugatti. I beat women. I take 30% of their money without their consent.
Oh, dude, if that dude becomes, like, president, you know it could very much happen, too.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't think it can happen, man, honestly. A meteor could kill every single politician in the world, anyone who ever wanted to be involved in politics in any sort of way, and leave Andrew Tate alive. And then, yeah, he could be president that way.
Yeah.
I'm the president of your world. Today, we're all going to get Bugattis. Wait, there's no one around to make Bugattis anymore. Well, I guess everything I've learned and taught you is useless now. But I still have all your money. I don't know how he laughs.
Nah, he'll probably end up dead, too.
Oh, yeah, probably like, oh, yeah, he was put in the suicide ward. Mm. For some reason, we left him with all his shoelaces. We left him 20 feet worth of shoelaces. Just like some perfectly other guy we know.
Did you guys get video of this? What? Oh, no, well, you know.
Yeah, everyone was sick that day. But then how did he get all the shoes and shoelaces? Huh? Oh, you want some shoelaces? Oh, I don't want any shoelaces. How about we go get you some shoelaces right now?
No, I'm going. Hey, come on. Hey, shut the fuck up. Hey, this is your fucking shoelace, huh?
Let's go get you a fucking shoelace. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, like, and, yeah, the whole video was just, I don't know, it was pretty strange. It just felt like very much like a compound. Right. It felt like the people who go to interview people on Scientology. Very much feel like that. You know, everyone's all smiles. All the big guys are, like, guiding you around and, like, telling you where you can and can't go. Like, fucking North Korea or China when you go visit. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I bothering you? Am I bothering your phone time? With your friends talking about fucking each other while watching a goddamn football game. Huh? Oi? That's what I fucking thought. Turn your fucking phone off, Mike.
The fuck's this guy, his phone is
off. Yeah, I'm used for information for the podcast.
Some shit you were taking an L for. I forgot.
Taking an L? Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. I was self-snitching on myself. Then we start talking about the...
What about like creepypastas? You never really got into those?
Nah, I didn't know what the fuck they were until they were like already unpopular.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. Just scary stories.
I lied. The only crazy papa in the cross... The only creepypasta I really got into was Slender Man, but that was because of the video game.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I was like, I didn't know he was a creepypasta. I just thought he was like a game character, but it turns out...
Yeah, honestly, that was a cool ass one when it started.
The game was fucking... I don't know. Oh, yeah, no, you're probably already graduated. But like, we would always like play the game like in the middle of class. And see who would get in trouble first for yelling the loudest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, it was like an ongoing game. Like, we'd always be on our phones.
I would watch people play that one, yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny, because it's not a two-player game by any means, but people would, like, control one side of your character and they'll control the other side. You ever did that or no?
Yeah, I'm sure in the past.
Yeah.
At some point.
It was always funny, because, like, I had this friend, Anthony, in school. This dude, like, and I would have, like, sort of computer class together.
Yeah.
We sat right next to each other, and then fucking we were playing it, but we got to the point where we were like, all right, dude, you're going to control the left and front, I control the right and back, and we're going to, you can control the flashlight, I'll control the direction, where we go, all right, see how long we can last without getting fucking murdered by Slenderman. Pick both the notes. Yeah, exactly, but we, but it didn't work. We got, like, two notes, and only lasts, like, 5 minutes.
Damn. Oh, your teacher's just walking around. What are you guys fucking playing?
Yeah, because, like, we're literally sitting right next to each other, but, like, we're over here all, like, all the way stretched out on the other guy's computer. And then she'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you here? Like, why are you even coming to school? Just playing fucking video games on the computer. And it's, it's very much true. But, yeah, I mean, honestly, like I said, like, also a couple times, like, I just gave up on school because, like, I'm just going to go to Delta anyways. Just need a fucking GED for that shit. I don't even need to graduate this bitch.
Like,
I still
fucking,
did, but...
I'm going to make it fucking big.
I'm going to make it big, yeah. Working for HVAC, baby. It's funny, like, my mom the other day, she was like, oh, Mico, like, why don't you go for HVAC? I was like, bitch, because you told me not to, and I used to believe in you. And I was like...
Well, go get it now.
I don't want to do fucking HVAC. Fuck no.
Is it really not worth it?
It's worth it if you're, like... Well, it's just, I don't know. It is pretty worth it for the most part, but...
Would you like to do it?
No.
Okay, yeah, then that's all you gotta do.
Yeah, no, my friend got in my head, though, like Caleb, and from work, he told me, like, he wants to go be a lineman. And those dudes, they make good money, dude.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty, I know a few people who did that.
Yeah, I think starting off, the dude said he made, like, 50. Mm-hmm. And then, like, 3 years experience.
You do, like, splicing and all that?
Yeah, dude, mm-hmm. And he said, like, you can make up to, like, 75. And usually, you know, you work for, like, 10, 12-hour days. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say get your 50.
Yeah, dude. Fucking, that's what I'm saying. You're fucking 50, 60 hours a week. You've been making bank off of $75 an hour. Plus, like, overtime and shit. That's, like, one of the jobs, though, like, where it's, like, it would be 100% worth it, but I would have no personal time whatsoever. So it's, like, I don't know. Like, you probably get, like, an early retirement, but at the same time, it's, like...
What's only 12 hours?
Yeah, but, like, you know, we used to work at Medline. I used to work 12 hours also. It's, like, you have no personal time.
That's worst case scenario. I mean, like, 10's all right, though.
10's good. 10's perfect, honestly. I would prefer work 10-hour shifts. But, yeah, 12, though, it's, like, you know, that 12 is, like, that point where, like, okay, I just want to kill myself right now.
Yeah, that's what, obviously, that's the cool thing about, like, my job now.
Yeah.
Is that, like, regardless of today, there's other times, man, you get off for, like, 6 hours.
Okay,
perfect. And that's just wonderful.
Nice. Oh, yeah, I bet, because then you come out with, like, what was it, like, 10 hours a week? Like, you get extra time, free time?
Yeah, literally. Yeah. So, like, I'll get home at, like, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. That's fucking awesome, yeah. You just make, like, one drop, and then you're like, oh, well, my day's done.
No, you'll have a couple, but, you know, they won't be that heavy. Okay. And you'll just, you know, it'll be like, oh, shit, it's only 9 o'clock. I'm fucking leaving.
Yeah. I'm going to go drip cough in the bathroom.
Yeah, fucking, shit, I might go eat. I might jack off in the bathroom of this place.
Exactly. Maybe while I eat, I don't know. The day's full or the day's empty.
I have too many options. I don't fucking live in this town. I have to just leave.
No one knows here.
Yeah, I'm one of probably the few people like people actually know for the stops.
Well, yeah, because you're the alcohol guy. Like they all die.
No, like I'll go to like other shops with other people, and they fucking just don't know like them. Like, haven't you been doing this for a couple months? Why don't you fucking say hello to these people? You just walk in and just start working that shit?
Yeah. Is that not how you do it?
No, I'm saying that's what they clearly must do or something. I'll show in and I'm like, hey, what's going on, Brandon? You know, you fucking go to like different stops and shit. You'll just kind of talk for like a couple minutes at most. And then you just fucking put that shit away.
Well, that's why you fucking spend 16 hours a day working then.
And then fucking you keep talking like, to people. These people just show up and they're like, what the fuck? We got a new driver? No, I've been here for 3 months. Wow, where'd it go, dude? I'm going to say talk for an hour. I'm just saying, hey, give it like a solid 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Have some sort of human connection
with people. Just have some type of rapport. It's not that hard.
Nah, because then it gets awkward, because then like they'll be like, hey, how about you
come over? I got syrup today out of that shit.
Yeah, you got syrup. You see, you start getting weird, affectionate things added to you, and then they're like, hey, Mark, like, how can you didn't give me your favorite syrup? I'm like, oh, I thought we were fucking friends, Mark. Like, hey, bro, come on. Like, thanks for the syrup. I didn't know you wanted syrup.
No, nah,
bro,
me and shit.
Fuck you, bro. Fuck you.
You're
yeah, exactly.
Fucking die, motherfucker.
Yeah. Like, all those fucking cheesy mid-2000 movies about, like, people trying to, like, slowly take over each other's lives or some shit. Those movies are always fucking hilarious. On Wednesday, I think, me and Lex spent the day at her mom's and Anthony's house. And I don't remember how the conversation got to it, but it was like, we're talking about the old Madea movie. Like the only Madea movie I ever watched when I was a kid. It was like, I think it was I Can Do Bad All By Myself. Because that was the one with Dr. Phil in it, and they sold it as a comedy. So I went like, my 12-year-old brain was like, oh, I don't know who any of these people are besides Dr. Phil. It looks funny. And then I was like, this is the most depressing shit of my fucking life. What is this shit?
Of course it is, dude.
Yeah. It was, like, the Madea parts, I remember being fucking hilarious, because I was, like, 12, and I had no idea what humor was.
Don't even. What? You said 12. Well, because it's 12. That's not funny for anybody.
It's funny for a fucking 12-year-old that has no sense of comedy.
That shit is not even funny for them.
I haven't watched a fucking stand-up comedy till I was, like, the age of 14. Like, 14, 15. It was, like, my first time I ever watched anything stand-up.
That shit, all that Tyler Perry shit.
Yeah.
Where he's like, hey, look at him, he's dressed up like a sassy black lady.
Woo, yeah. He's a woman.
God, shut the fuck up.
It's very progressive.
Hey, I mean, cool, and that guy, he made a lot of money doing it. Just know, you know, you sold your soul, dude. That's cool. Yeah. You made a lot of money out of it. Clearly it was worth a lot. Yeah. Congratulations.
You're You're no longer a man. Yeah, I mean, I would say that, but then, like, if he came up to me one day, like, hey, David, I heard you call me a fucking bitch. Like, oh, my God, Tyler Perry. I'm sure he, like, rocked the shit out of me either way.
The man's, even like, though 6'4". You look at him and go, bro, you're still a fucking girl. You just don't dress up like a girl. Like, it just, I'm it sure can you never, get, I'm sure you get it can never that. Leave him. He will always go to bed.
Thinking about
at
that.
At some point, even in his wonderful home with his wonderful bed, he probably has a 1,000 cow yeah. fucking sheet on his bed and shit. He has one of those, like, beds with the fucking things are hanging around on the top of it. And he will sit there with his eyes wide open knowing you fucking told him.
Exactly.
You're a girl.
That is say. Like, after every time he finished making a movie, he'd be like,
okay, faggot, what's next?
And you know people think about that?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, look at this fucking idiot putting the wig on his head. Yeah. Oh, you look great, Tyler.
The same way they fucking confirm everything Kanye says. Like, oh, good idea, Kanye. Yeah, definitely. You should definitely say that about the Jews.
And then they walk away and go, this fucking idiot.
Hey, did the checks come through? Oh, yeah, the checks. Okay, we'll just let's keep agreeing with them until the checks bounce. Like, okay, we'll do. You know what's funny, though? It's like, if you take an ounce to, like, listen to what any of these guys are saying, like, fucking Andrew Tate, Donald Trump, and, like, fucking Kanye, too. And what's also like Alex Jones? Like, they're all bad shit people. They all have like really negative like PR opinions of the public and shit. And like most of the shit they say is out of pocket and fucking just retarded as shit. But then it's like what they're trying to say is like completely different as how it's coming off. Because like Kanye, when he said like he hates all the Jews, I think essentially everyone was saying that like, oh well, in reality he's just talking about like the Jewish people in Hollywood. Because, like, most of Hollywood's run by, you know, the Jewish community, apparently. Or right. Just by Jewish people in general. It's because, you know, back in, like in Germany, like, the way a Jewish person would make it in society was they would, all of their family would, like, help each other out. And, like, slowly build their wealth. But they would build their wealth together and pull it all together and then just skyrocket to wealth in the public's eyes. But in reality, they've been working, like, their whole life together as a family. And then they keep all their business together, like the Rothschilds. Mm-hmm. They keep all their business and family. And that's how the family keeps getting richer and richer and richer. They keep increasing their family, you know, which is Jewish. But then everyone just sees, like, a bunch of rich Jews. And they're like, how are they rich? They did some shady, you know. So it was like, he was trying to say that in a very stupid way. Right. I still don't know what that has to do with anything. But I think that's what he was talking about. His mental disease just made him say, yeah, fuck the Jews.
You know what I think, too, especially with people like Kanye, is that...
Too many yes men?
Well, in music...
Yeah.
You have a problem with, like, how they take that music, the labels and shit like that. I'm sure that's probably owned by mostly Jewish people, too. I would imagine.
Yeah, probably.
I think mostly anything, like, in media.
I wouldn't say they can directly control the music, like, his music. But, yeah, I think, like, when it really matters.
They do control his music.
Yeah.
Right? Because he signs a contract with his labels, right? They take pretty much all of it.
Then,
you know, eventually he does make it big. And, you know, he signed with Adidas, and Adidas tells him, you know, don't say shit, yeah. You know, don't do this, right? They control his life.
Yeah.
And then he feels like he's like, enslaved and shit.
Yeah.
Then he comes out, and he starts, you know, fucking letting all the shit go, and, of course, they just cut him off.
Yeah. And only that's a probably what fucking, he's angry about, yeah. Only a fucking idiot would think, oh, my God, I'm getting $100,000 or $100 million from this one deal for doing fuck all. I'm getting robbed. I'm getting fucking raped right now. I need more money. Like, no.
Possibly might shit. Be true. Because he might have saw some figures. What and go, what the fuck?
Bro, who is buying all these Adidas shoes? No one's buying the fucking Adidas shoes. Oh. Or not Adidas, I mean Kanye, Yeezys.
Bro, everybody buys that shit. You have Yeezys? all these hypebeast kids who just love to just spend the money and just, hey, look at me, I have the red Octobers.
Yeah.
Right, that's what it is.
Jesus Christ. Okay, never mind.
Even, like, never in malls, bro, because they still style that shit for, like, it's, like, 100, but it's with runners.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And everyone likes the runners and shit. And they're really comfortable.
But, yeah, so, like, why didn't he... Well, that's the thing, like, I was going to say, why didn't he just make his own fucking clothing line? You know, his own store.
He probably did. And
he
did.
It failed. They
said, hey, look, I got it, right? With, like, Gap and shit like that.
He didn't go completely bankrupt, but, like, yeah, he failed that business completely. Yeah. You remember that whole soundbite?
Who the fuck buys a Gap?
I was going to say, you remember that soundbite, though, where it's like, you ain't got the answers. You ain't got the, Kanye.
Right.
You ain't got the fucking answers. That's where that came from, because, like, I was just trying to give him, like, some minor advice on how maybe he could have not failed in the clothing industry.
Yeah, unfortunately, Sway I think people look at Sway because he's just like this like old dude who just on the radio.
Yeah.
They didn't realize, hey, that dude's been around the block a few times. He might know something. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's like, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, essentially what I'm trying to say is like all these guys are like trying to say something very specific, but they say just very unintelligently. And then it just comes off very, very wrong. And it's like, you know, it's like even the shit they say sometimes is still wrong, but it's not as bad as it sounded when they came out of their fucking piles. Oh, yeah.
Because at some point in their life, right, they thought, hey, I'm deep.
Yeah, yeah. There's a really different way of thinking about the same thing.
I'm gonna reiterate some shit I might have read somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it worse.
I might have read a book named Mein Kampf. I don't know what it's about, but I agree with a lot of it. Yeah, because the thing is, like, the shit they'll say is, like, only 10%, like, bad on the scale, on the Richter scale. Mm-hmm. And then people could just, like, be like, oh, my God, I don't know. I don't really agree with him. Like, his opinion's kind of skewed or whatever. Instead of appearing, like, 99% batshit crazy and racist. Right. Like, oh, fuck that guy. Whatever he's, I don't care what he's saying. He said he hates people. I'm not going to listen to anything else he says. And I was like, well, that's kind of deserved, you know, just because, like, the fucking idiot didn't know how to say what he was trying to say.
Right.
Yeah, I forgot the original point I was trying to make. I feel like I said it.
We started talking about Kanye somehow. Honestly, I was like, I don't know how this happened.
Oh, yeah, because I was thinking about, like, controversies and celebrities. And also, within, like, the last 8 days, Justin Roiland, dude, the co-creator of Rick and Morty.
Oh, didn't he get, like, domestic abuse or something, right?
Yes, that was what he got time for. He got arrested for domestic abuse. Hold on, I got the article right here. Justin Roiland, the star and co-creator of an animated comedy series, Rick and Morty, has been charged with felony domestic violence in Orange County, California, in connection with the 2020 incident, according to the criminal complaint filed in May 2020 by the Orange County District Attorney. He appeared in court Thursday for a pre-trial hearing. So, yeah. He got a felony domestic abuse, but also tied to that, I think he was also charged with, like, felony count of, essentially kidnapping. Like, just holding someone against their will in his household by means of, like, threat of violence or some sort of injury to them or the person.
We're not going to get fucking season 7?
We're probably not going to get season 7, right?
God damn.
I know. I knew this fucking idiot should have been doing 20 episode seasons instead of these fucking 5 episodes one season, 10 episodes the next, you know, bullshit, just because they don't want to piss off the audience. I don't care. Piss them off just a little bit. I don't care. Just give me more episodes. This is
what they do, like 5 episodes.
Yeah.
And then they stop.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, here's the other 5 you're supposed to get. I'm like, oh, all right.
Thank you, I guess. But we're going to eat it all up, though.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I did watch all the other ones.
I was going to say, I'm going to watch it.
Watch it in one hit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're like fucking Cartman. Like, well, we beat the game. Now what? Now we just enjoy the game.
Now we get to enjoy the game.
Yeah.
I did see The Last of Us. That show was pretty cool.
Oh, the show? Yeah, yeah. I haven't played any of the games yet, so I have no context. But yeah, the show itself looks fine.
Yeah, I watched people play the game. That shit was pretty fun.
Okay, nice. Yeah, because back then I think I had a PS3 when the game first came out. So like I watched like the beginning part of it where Joe and his daughter get shot at by the army guy. Mm-hmm. And like just like in the show, you know, like where his brother saves him from getting killed as well. I think that's where I just watched, and then I just didn't watch any more gameplay. But I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. I know people were tripping about, what's the guy's name? The actor?
Pedro Pascal?
Yeah, Pedro Pascal. Like, they were tripping about him because he's not white. And it's like, at this point, who gives a shit?
That's a very dumb thing to fucking be mad about.
Just be happy, like, in your fucking retarded mind. Just be happy that he's a guy.
And he's, okay, what do you do?
He's a good-ass actor.
You can have Will Smith in there?
And it's like we're in like some kind of zombie show or something.
Yeah, just him doing his fucking bit that he's always doing. Yeah.
It's like we're one of the last ones or something. Like we're part of the video game series.
Yeah, honestly that annoys me a little bit. It's like you really gonna be mad at Pedro Pascal
for doing his fucking job.
Yeah, we're not even mad at him. Just him being picked. It's like he's fucking great.
Be happy we didn't get a fucking Rose situation from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're fucking...
You just show up.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit. Oh, yeah, but also... essentially, like, really quick, just to finish off the Justin Roiland shit. That wasn't the only thing. Also, apparently, he's getting in trouble for shit that happened back in the day when he messaged some actress from Mad TV.
Yeah.
He was, like, just harassing her, like, very aggressively.
And on top of that, I don't know if it was around that same time or a little bit before, he was messaging some fucking 16-year-old. A couple 16-year-olds.
Holy fuck. But Justin Rowland. God damn.
He went off the fucking deep end, dude. He went off the fucking deep end. Let me see here. I had the article here, but I guess just... Oh, no. Okay, it was the tweets. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, like, they're releasing the tweets and shit. It's like a handful of girls are starting to, like, you know what? Yeah, shit happened to me, too. And then, like, it's a fucking Me Too 2.0 right now for Justin Roiland. I'm not going to lie, though. Like,
there's no reason you should be DMing a fucking...
A 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Or a minor. Fucking
16-year-old. There's nothing. Unless they're related to you.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, I don't know. Like, literally... Like,
hey, I don't have, like, your guys' number or some shit.
I'll just say, cousin. I'm not going to lie, though. This shit did have me fucking laughing pretty hard. When I read the text.
Because you probably looked at it like, of course.
Yeah, that. But I was expecting to see some like EDP type shit. You know, be like, oh, I want to fuck you, baby. I'm 16. Like, oh.
Oh, you never thought mind, he was going to. You thought he was going to jail.
Yeah, exactly. But like, it says, look, this is him. Like, would you do video game reviews and stuff like that? I bet you do good. She says, yeah, just playing video games and shit. And then he goes back to, then once you turn 18. You just start cam whoring. What the fuck? The next text is, why are you such a jailbait? What's wrong with you in that regard? You should grow older, you dumb bitch.
So he's just trolling people.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it seems like a troll like on his part. But like the text I'm reading it as like the poopy butthole voice. Like, that's why I was laughing. I was like, you should grow up, you dumb bitch. The next one says, is it cool being jailbait? Does the FBI follow you arresting all the men you sleep with? I'm like, what the fuck, dude? He's like, maybe I will. I want to meet you in real life, jailbait. So I can't help not be a homo. He's like, I'm a Lanta drunk. I'm like, what the fuck? Because I'm over here expecting him to be like, let me see some tits or like... Send a dick pic or something. It's just the text is so like, they're so retarded. I'm like, damn, you got in trouble for this shit. I mean, yeah, he's still texting a minor, so
if people saw that, they're gonna laugh just the way we did.
That's so fucking insane, dude. It's fucking insane. Yeah, and like I guess he sent a couple other ones. I haven't gotten a chance to read those because I was dying too much at the first one I just read. But yeah, I guess he just gets like really aggressive and then he starts getting more suggestive, saying like actual like sex shit. Like, hey, why don't you show me a nip slip in that picture, babe?
Yeah.
I can't. You're right. Now that you're thinking about it, like, any of his, like, Rick and Morty voices that he does, just, like, that reading it and that voice. Oh, God. Have me fucking dying, dude. But, yeah, so, yeah, I don't know. Supposedly, he's out right now. I think he's on bail.
Did he hit his wife? Is that what happened?
I don't think it specified who it was. It just said it was domestic violence. Could be anyone.
Hmm.
Yeah, but I'm assuming it's his wife. Yeah, and but the thing is though, he pled not guilty to everything.
Oh, he's already off then. It's fine.
No. It's still happening. He's out but on bail. Like he's not in jail. He's just in bail.
Oh,
like,
shit.
He like fit. Or I think it was a separate occasion, but like he's not bail right now. And all his lawyers are saying essentially like, oh yeah, this is absurd. Like, there's no proof of any of this. And it's like, okay, well, we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see what happens. I'm not gonna fucking convict him right away because you know, I want another 5 seasons, 100 years Rick and Morty. All
right. Yeah, we're supposed to get to that.
Yeah, but no, never. I guess we're just gonna never figure out what happened to that other Rick. It's fucking crazy, dude. Honestly, the whole situation.
It's gonna be nuts. Like. To think that if that show reaches maybe like 13 seasons,
yeah,
you don't think it'll get kind of tiring after a while?
No, because they're only going to have like 130 episodes. We need more, Mark. We need more. We invested our whole fucking
youth. Two fucking episode seasons.
Exactly.
And of course, they'll play into it. It's the two episode, right? And both episodes take about a year. Yeah. They're probably like an hour long.
Exactly. They're going to go fucking South Park on it now.
Mm-hmm.
Where they just release like a bunch of specials like once a year. Oh, Christ. So yeah, Justin Roiland, man. He's
fucking rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Yeah.
And fucking season 7 of Rick and Morty.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, fuck it. What's next?
Now, I don't know if you heard of this or not, but apparently there is this police officer named Megan Hall. She's a police officer that got fired. Tell me why. Tell me why, Mark. Let's see if you could guess.
Let me see.
Why did she get fired?
Was it sexual?
Yes. Okay.
She hit on some dude she pulled over, and he punched her in the face.
No.
He just wound up and just said, hey, he's like, you know, you're really, maybe we should get caught. Boom!
Just fucking rocks her shit backwards.
Ow, what was, ow.
No, not that though.
What are you gonna do, call a cop that's actually gonna come and arrest me?
No, apparently she would get like trains ran on her regularly, like around the clock. Like on the clock, I mean. Like,
oh.
Like on work time. Like she would get just fucking railed.
Something bad's supposed to happen?
I don't know. It's just like, it's just because of the fact that it was a public thing and she's married to like some guy and the guy still wants to make it work. Oh, what a fucking simp, dude.
God damn.
No, like, who doesn't, what kind of man doesn't have that little self-respect? That was Justin Roiland. That was Justin Roiland. You did what, you dumb bitch?
He slaps her around and shit.
Ooh-wee, you're one dumb cunt, aren't you? Yeah, so, yeah. She, like, fucked, like, half the department, apparently. But, like, only five people, like, were 100% confirmed of, like, fucking her. Mm-hmm. So they all got fired alongside her.
What did they get fired for? Just...
Well, because they were fucking on the clock.
Oh, is that... Okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying,
on the clock. I was like...
Yeah.
Okay, I guess you could have...
Sex on the clock.
insight into your own personal life, but okay, you can say on the clock. Well, you did.
I did multiple times. You just fucking high shit. Yeah. But yeah, so like she got fired for that. But I mean, like, I didn't look too much into it, honestly, because this seems like a lot of like her own personal choice. If it wasn't because she was on the clock, I'm sure she would have been fine. God, her husband is such a fucking simp. I love her very much. She's my wife.
Bro, I seen a cool ass movie about a week ago called Skinamarink.
Skinamarink?
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
That shit was kind of creepy.
Skinamarink?
Skinamarink.
Okay, what's it about?
So it's about like these kids and their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Now the parents are in the house and the kids are like, oh, we're looking for our parents. And they realize slowly the windows and doors to the house are disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
Until like they're trying to find their parents and shit. They find their parents are like being really weird and shit. And they fucking disappear. So the kids are now in this house. Like, somebody who's in the house, too, but it's not their parents. They don't know it yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, the whole movie is just a bunch of random shots of, like, walls and stuff. But the way they handle it, was pretty freaky. I was like, I like this. I like this movie.
Were you high then, too?
No.
Bullshit.
And fucking, the trailer is the thing that got me, though.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, ooh, I gotta fucking go see this shit. Okay. It was just a tad bit little too long.
Yeah.
I feel like they could have shaved a good 20 minutes.
Was this the last movie you seen, or is it just a movie that came to mind?
Yeah, it's just literally the last movie I seen.
Well, what was this?
This was last week.
Oh, so Sell Out. Okay, I might give it a watch then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll probably be on Shudder. It's not in theaters no more.
Oh, okay.
It was literally in theaters for one day, because this movie was made for like $15,000.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like I'm talking about, it's like low budget.
Low budget, okay. Yeah. It was probably just like a cinema.
But they released it on Shudder.
Okay, dope. Yeah,
so if you have Shudder.
I don't have it, but I'll probably just bootleg it. Just text me the name of it.
Yeah, it's called Skinamarink.
Skinamarink, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to get a whole ass subscription just to watch one movie. Well, if there's like a 14-day free trial, I wouldn't mind getting that and just canceling it immediately.
I've done that before, like Epics. Epics sometimes will just a cool ass like movie on there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't really want to pay the $5 a month to exactly. keep this because I will never use it.
Cancel. But yeah, I was going to say, I seen... Puss in Boots.
See how like it's all grainy looking?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's literally the whole movie and just a bunch of random shots.
So you could have connected to the Bluetooth so they could hear what you're doing.
Well, you got the Bluetooth. That's all good. Anyways, that was, I was like, ooh, I like this trailer.
Yeah.
I gotta fucking go see this shit. So I seen it and I was like, okay, all right. Yeah. It's honestly, I feel like most people were trying to watch it because it really is. What I showed you,
That's
the whole thing. Like, there's just no... That? Like, it's not cut like that. It literally is the movie just like that.
Jesus Christ. Is there, like, any dialogue in there, or is it just, like, a silent film?
Very little.
Very little.
It'll be, like, is that you, Mom?
Oh, okay.
It'll be something like that. Like, you don't even see any of the actors' faces in this.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay, so it's just, like, I don't know. What kind of horror would that be considered?
I don't know.
Like, it's obviously suspenseful, psychological thriller.
Sometimes the thriller, yeah.
feel like very psychological.
There was no gore in it or anything, even though it was implied.
I feel like there'd be like, you know how like literally every rock genre has like a sub genre now? Mm-hmm. Like I would imagine
technical horror. Black death metal Norwegian sludge.
That's how I imagine horror movies are nowadays. Like, oh, it's a horror movie. Like, no, it's a slasher film. Well, isn't that horror genre? Well, no, it's technically a slasher film in the horror genre, you know. Like, okay, what about Freddy Krueger? Supernatural dramatics horror film.
Yeah, it's 80 slasher.
80 slasher. With some sci-fi in it. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's why I imagine, like, it would be, like, some sort of super sub genre, whatever the fuck. Out of Africa's ass or some shit.
Nah. But this shit was pretty cool.
Okay. It's pretty dope. Oh, but I was going to say, also, like, me and Lex watched Puss in Boots. Dude, that shit goes hard.
I'm sure it probably does.
Yeah. It was, like, it's funny, because, like, obviously, you could see, like, you know when you go to watch a kid's film? Like, it's, like, 10%, even 5% adults that have their parents, which are the parents, and then, like, the rest is just kids that they bring.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this time, it was, like, 50-50. It was, like, a lot of grown-ass people here.
It's all the people from Shrek 2 just, like, bro, we gotta go see this.
Yeah, no, it's just, like, I don't know what it was. I seen a TikTok clip of it. That's the only reason I watched it, because I seen, like, a snippet of it, like, mm-hmm. a minute long of the movie. It just got me curious. Like, oh, you know what? Okay, I'm gonna go watch this shit with Lex. Make a little date night. We only got some ramen, and then we fucking... When I go watch Puss in Boots, dude, that shit slaps. The fucking, there's actual like character development in this shit. There's actual like, I don't know, like actual.
I seen the wolf with pleasing. The two knives.
Yeah, dude, yeah. That shit was fucking badass. He was fucking badass. And
was that like, is it his boss or some shit?
No, that's literally death.
Oh, it was?
That's death, yeah. Because like, his whole thing, do you want me to spoil it for you?
Yeah,
I'm probably not watching. You definitely should. But anyways, death is like, he hates all cats. Because the fact they have 9 lives, especially the ones who take advantage of their 9 lives and don't value life whatsoever, they act like they're immortal. And every time he like kills a cat, like, or every time he kills a cat is because of those reasons. Like the cat has no value for life, so he's tired of, like, essentially them mocking him because they keep coming back to life until that 9th time. So he just goes and just kills them just to fuck with them. And then like the whole story is, you know, kind of Puss in Boots trying to grow out of his old self to actually value life, and then he beats like death in his big ass fucking final battle in the middle of a fucking flying star or a shooting star. It can create a wish. I was like, holy fuck, this everything looks so fucking beautiful. I was like, this is essentially like on par with like My Hero Academia right now. I was like, just a lot of shit that's going on screen that works very well together.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, but what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, I definitely like that much more than fucking Avatar. I'm not gonna lie.
That show's better.
Way better than fucking Avatar. You watched Avatar yet or not?
I haven't seen Avatar.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't terrible. Very much a 6. A very strong 6 right there, honestly.
I'm going to see The Whale tomorrow.
The Whale? Oh, where is it at? Here's Rizuma? Yeah. Dude, I don't know why they're not putting out in Manteca.
That shit was in Manteca. That shit's not in Manteca.
I told you, it's not in fucking Manteca. Like, it'll show that it's there, but then it'll be like, oh, out in Byron or Brentwood or whatever the fuck. You know, it'll be, or which is the one?
I think I got rid of the AMC app just because I got it right now.
Yeah, because me and Lex both have subscriptions to AMC. Because we literally go like, well, we used to go like 2-3 times a week for the podcast to watch all these movies. But right now we only go like once a week. Still worth it. If you just go twice, then you already make up your subscription.
I haven't been going a whole lot.
I stand corrected.
Yeah, bro. I know anything that is going to play here is definitely going to play. Manteca gets more movies than this place does.
That's the thing, though. Like, this thing has been on, like, the Manteca app or the Manteca AMC app for, like, a month or two already. But it doesn't, like, it would always say, like, in another city, like I said, or Dublin. That's where it would always be. It would always be in Dublin.
Oh, yeah. That too.
Because Dublin's, like, the main, like, movie place, right? Like, in California, essentially. Besides Dublin? L.A.
Dublin? Yeah, I was going to say L.A. is much better.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute, no, fucking...
Dublin's not even... Frisco has some, like, the Alamo Draft House and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Shit's much better.
Yeah, I did watch a couple movies. Did you watch The Menu?
No.
New? That shit was pretty good. It's essentially, it's about the, you know, a chef and his, like... He's, like, essentially on Gordon Ramsay's level. Uh-huh. And he, like, provides, like, this super fancy food to a couple of people who are like different depictions of like movie viewers and moviegoers. And I guess essentially like the director was trying to just kind of show what it feels like to be a movie creator in like society nowadays. And then like he uses the cooking as essentially, because they're both art forms that be consumed in different ways by different people. Right. And he shows all the people he hates. That like the person, the super critical person who like judges every aspect of the movie. They look too deep into it and they ruin the movie for themselves and then review bomb it. And then the producer that like supports that critic and then boosts up their ego to make them feel like they are the shit and that their opinion is the only one that matters. Like them, there's like two or a couple that like have like no interest in food. They just like the idea of going to his restaurant on like a regular basis. Mm-hmm. He hates them because they represent the moviegoers that just go to watch any movie and like come away from for nothing. They just want to go like post it on the gram or whatever, just show that they had a nice night out and not pay attention to the movie whatsoever.
Yeah.
Then they just criticize the movie even though they don't know what it's about. And then there's like the guy who's like the main guy who one of the main characters. He fucking represents like all the moviegoers who pretend to know a lot about films and be appreciative of films. In reality, they know nothing of what goes into make a film. And, you know, they're just using a lot of big words to make themselves like think like they know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Like us. You know. It was pretty cool. It's a pretty good film. You should watch it. That one I 100% recommend. It's pretty dope.
You're going to... the Sword Art movie comes out, too, pretty soon.
Yeah, I saw that right here, too.
Yeah, it's something called I'm Slime or something. It's some anime.
The Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime, yep. The movie. Scarlet Bond. Yeah. Yeah, everyone loves the slime movie or a slime anime. It's fine. It's not like the best, but it's like whatever. Everyone just fucking loves it though. It's like, oh, it's the best isekai. I'm like, okay. I'll just.
Like, okay.
I don't care enough to argue with you.
I'm going to go ahead and give you a big thumbs up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't have enough to say that it's not.
Exactly. I'll say also, fucking. You know, they made a That 90s Shows.
Yeah, I've been seeing the commercials for it on Netflix.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody watching that shit. You know what it is? Because it's like, all right, you brought the parents back, but then you have like a random house full of kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that's like, nah, that's not it, man.
Yeah, they're just trying to redo a formula, but in like a very cringe way.
That should be called, hey, do you remember the parents from that 90 or that 70s show?
Well, you like those guys, right?
Yeah.
Well, listen to this.
What about Topher Grace and Wilder Valderrama?
Who cares?
No, we don't.
Cares.
We didn't really ask.
Exactly.
No, it's cheaper just to get a bunch of random
they're
kids.
They're gay. They're lesbian. They're trans. They're bi. They're Fox women. They are all. They're all of it. You love it, right? Woke people.
Woke.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of fucking woke shows, have you been keeping up with anything related to Velma?
No, but you know what I heard yesterday?
What was it?
I heard that now when you watch like on Disney Plus, there is now a cultural sensitivity in front of certain movies. Okay. So like Jungle Book.
Oh God!
I guess like one of those. Aladdin has like it has some type of warning.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah. I haven't kept up with Velma, but I've been hearing some really bad.
Yeah, Velma apparently is the most hated thing and most disliked thing on Rotten Tomatoes like ever.
It's finally a negative one.
I think it's at, like, last I checked, it was at 7%.
What's like, that the most hated? I mean, there's movies on there that are
0%. Dragon Ball Z, is there 0%?
Like, there's zero, yeah. There's
big name called, things, big name things.
Yeah, this, Bucky Larson was a star. That's one of those Adam Sandler movies.
Okay, hold on, let me see.
That's
Rotten
a 0% Tomatoes. Movie.
And this is one of those shows, like, everyone expected, you know, like, the Chappelle Show that the audience and the critic ratings would be completely different on opposite ends of the spectrum, right, for negative reasons. But this one, it's still pretty, it's honestly still too high for the show, in my opinion. The critic rating is 50% and the audience rating is 6%.
Damn,
everyone fucking hating on this show for good reason. Like, I didn't watch the show myself because I don't want to give it my attention, time, I don't want to give the money for it.
Is it very woke?
It is 100% woke. And it is 100%. It's sad, honestly. It's pretty sad because this is very much what they call a self-insert of mendicating or killing, excuse me. Whereas she literally just puts herself in the show to make herself feel better about life. I don't know why they do it. It's just pretty pathetic in all honestly.
Mandy, I mean, Velma.
Oh, Velma.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I see what you did there. Oh, I see what you did there.
I
don't think we have the rim shot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we
Okay. You got there. You got there.
It was one of those.
Who's that little Marky? Who's that little Marky? But yeah, and honestly, like, just everyone watching it still, though, and, like, hating on it, I think I heard last that they were in talks to make a season two because of just how many people are watching it. Like, the execs just
hate watching it. Well, hey, watch is a watch.
Exactly. I was going to say, like, the execs don't give a shit if you like or hate the show. A watch is a watch. Money's money, you know? That's why I don't want to watch it. That's why I watch, like, a handful of YouTubers themselves watch the show and then talk shit on it. Because I don't want to add another view to I'd rather give them my money through, like, watching their fucking video on YouTube than give it to fucking HBO Max and make my own opinion of it at that point. Even though I'm always the one saying, like, oh, yeah, I'd like to make my own opinions of shit. If I know it's going to be ass, I'm not going to make the effort to do it.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, why am I going to waste my time?
Yeah, exactly.
I gained nothing out of this.
Yeah, it's like a lot of the points people make as to why they hate it, like when it comes to, like, the woke side, I think it's not really, like, a big issue or a problem. It's just stupid that she did it. Like, she made a joke about the police, like, she's shooting people at random. And then she made a lot of, like, lesbian jokes. She makes a lot of, like, white people are evil jokes. And I'm like, so these are just fucking, like, low-hanging fruit jokes that aren't even funny. You're just making statements. You're not even, like, setting up a single fucking punchline or anything like that. So it's just, I don't know, a lot of people are, like, hating hardcore on it, but I'm like, it's just a dumb show. Just don't fucking watch it.
You know what, like, those type of shows, too.
Yeah.
It's just because then you have, like, certain people who are, like, so against that kind of, I guess, culture, right? People who are, like, oh, they're just, you know, they're soft liberals kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
Pisses them off and they watch that shit.
Yeah, it's funny. She even insults liberals in there a couple times. Like, the main, you would think, would be, like, the main, like, audience that she's trying to go for. All the blue hair people and shit. She insults them a good handful of times. It's funny. A lot of people thought, like, this was, like, a psyop for, like, to make people hate liberals more.
Oh, and was it worse than She-Hulk?
Like, oh, yeah. Saying, oh, yeah. Let me look up She-Hulk. Yeah.
I never even watched She-Hulk.
Yeah. Again, like, I watched YouTubers talk about it, and they would show clips of the show.
Yeah.
To get, like, full context of whatever the point they were trying to make at the time.
And you would just see these really bad CGI, it was like, horrendous. Shots and stuff. Yeah.
It was horrendous, Mark. It looked like fucking, like, the wolves from Twilight.
Yeah, and you're like, why? Whatever. I can't watch that.
You invested several millions of dollars into this.
You expect me to sit down and look at that? Why do you think so low of me?
What was the show again? I forgot.
She-Hulk or Velma?
She-Hulk.
You're at least kind of excited for, like, Ant-Man?
No, not at all. I'm kind of done with the AMC, DC.
I'm not, honestly, man, Disney. I kind of want to see Kang.
I want to see fucking Blade.
Honestly, it's going to be a cool bit before we get to that.
Oh. Yeah. Of course, critic rating 80% for She-Hulk and 33% audience rating. Regular audience members.
Yeah, it's still pretty trash.
Very trash. 100% trash. Yeah, they ruined Daredevil in that show, too.
I see him with his fancy, like, gold mask, and he's making these dumb jokes. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, no one really wanted that suit, I don't think. The yellow one for Daredevil. It's like, oh, we wanted to, like, show, like, you know, like, a classic suit. Well, there's a reason why they moved from the yellow to the red. The red looks much cooler. The yellow one looks very cheesy.
And too, it's toned. How are you going to put, like, that character? Have you seen the Netflix show? Are you going to put that with She-Hulk? They're fucking making noises and being happy and shit, clapping their hands. You're going to put that next to Daredevil.
Exactly. The guys who brought us the fucking Punisher. One of the most gruesome, well, at the time, one of the most gruesome
so shows. Grounded in realism.
Exactly.
Everyone else in the MCU, you don't do a wall, they're fine.
Yeah, you cough a little
Daredevil,
hard.
Yeah, Daredevil wasn't doing that.
Yeah. He's a fucking Muay Thai fighter, MMA fighter. Mm-hmm. The man that they boxes for a living. He can't deal with demi-humans and demigods and shit.
Yeah. Even though, like, when this new show comes out, I feel like I'm having the same type of feeling.
Yeah.
Like, it's just going to be too colorful and just not what the old show used to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be him fighting, like, all his, like, his actual villains and stuff.
Yeah, just his entire, like, rogues gallery.
Hey, look at him fighting fucking Swordfish Man.
He's fighting Talman. You want a towel? You'll never do the escape me towel.
How dare you offer me a towel?
Fuck you, man.
And then somebody's like, this costume doesn't look like how it is.
Hey, fuck you, man. I'm a fucking towel. Yeah, exactly. Oh, God.
Okay, Oppenheimer. You at least want to watch Oppenheimer?
Oppenheimer. The movie, right?
Yeah, the one Nolan. The one about the...
yeah, about the atom bomb? Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. That looks fucking interesting. That's my boy right there, dude. Okay, the actor. Yeah. I forget his name.
You found something. You're looking for.
He's fucking Tommy. Yeah. Oh no. That's what I'm saying. I'm just kind of down with Disney and the.
Oh, just MCU.
Yeah, the Marvel.
Yeah, it's gonna be a cool minute before anyone really gets one back.
That's what I'm saying. I'm kind of like they've 100% put it's me the off shows, from all this shit. It's definitely the shows because like I supported the fucking Wanda show. I supported the fucking. I think Wanda show was like, oh yeah,
WandaVision.
Moon Knight also. Those two shows, I was like, you know, yeah, I was like low-key like defending them. But then like a lot of people were making a lot of good points, even against those shows. I was like, damn, you're right. These shows are fucking pointless. They're stupid.
Even that, because like I got rid of Disney Plus. Because I'm like, I don't ever, unless as soon as Mandalorian comes, I'll get it again just for that.
Yeah.
And then it's like after that, I never watch it. Even Bad Batch. Like I was like, I'll wait till it's all there.
Yeah, I honestly preferred the first animation that came out for the Star Wars The Clone Wars. That shit honestly looked pretty dope. It was very anime, like to the fucking max.
Oh, you're talking about the old 2002 one?
Yeah, that one.
What about, like, you don't like the new 3D one? Or not even really new
I was never a fan of the 3D animation, even as a kid. Like, the story was good. Like, I enjoyed it. But the fact that they'd always, like, PG, like the violence... Like, of course, I'm not saying they have, like, beheadings every episode. But when someone gets shot, just fucking show it. You know? Yeah, fucking lasers. A kid show. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a fucking... It's meant for kids, but at the same time, it's kind of not. Like, there's a bunch of killing and shit on the screen. Like, just show that shit. Like, they're fucking grown. They're 3 years old. They need to be working in the fucking mine shafts. Like, the rest of the
little days. Rebels do that every once in a while. They throw a little curveball at you.
Yeah, like, oh my God, someone actually died on screen.
Yeah, like Ezra, like he brainwashes these stormtroopers, right?
Yeah,
and he makes them walk off a cliff.
Jesus Christ!
And he just said they go, this motherfucker. He just tell them just to walk, and they did it. Like he just controlled their mind.
Did he just murder somebody? He's a child.
He really. Four people just died right now. You guys didn't see that? This man is too OP now.
There is only one thing worse than a rapist. Boom. A child. No.
That's what happened on fucking on this show. It's only one thing worse than a rapist. A child. Is that what like, kind of went through your mind when you saw that shit? Where you made him jump off a fucking cliff?
Like, huh. That guy's fucking dead.
Wait, how old is he again? He's like 10 years old?
Yeah, he's a fucking...
Did he just commit a war crime?
He's a fucking teenager.
I feel like half the shit that the Star Wars people do is like a war crime, honestly. It's like...
I mean, there's no real rules, right? There's a government. Yeah. There's no rules. There's too many planets.
Well, that's the thing. But you know, it's like the global rules we have as a world don't really apply in the galactic sense because, yeah, there's no one to really uphold them. Like you can't just have a fucking an actual police of the galaxy. Well, unless they're like super powerful more than you. Whatever.
Yeah.
We're not going to get into fucking space politics that don't fucking exist, Mark. Yeah, right? What is this? Star Wars Episode 1, Defense of Menace?
The Republic fucking takes everything over. I don't really know. There's only about 7 of them left.
Yeah.
That war took a lot of people.
Oh, but going back to that Velma show real quick, I forgot, like, the one part that kind of grossed me out was, like, there's no Scooby, right? Like, even though it's a show called Scooby-Doo, there's no Scooby.
Well, yeah, it's Velma. That cast of characters, right, they should show up at least somewhat.
No. They're still all there. There's Shaggy. There's the, what's the other girl? Not Velma. The other one.
Daphne.
Daphne. There's still the guy also, whatever his name is.
Fred.
Fred Flintstone. Those guys are all still there in the show by name. And Velma, of course, is her name too. And, like, but there's just no fucking Scooby-Doo. It's just Shaggy with no Scooby-Doo.
Somebody somewhere was like, bro, you know what we're going to do? What are we going to do? Yeah. We're going to take the dog away.
Isn't he the most popular character? Yeah, and?
I would hope someone would be like, did you say you're going to take the dog away? Shut the fuck up.
The one thing America loves more than human life.
The dog should at least be 60% of the show. We're just going to call it Velma.
Exactly. But no, yeah, they decided to take the dog out. But I don't know if this is real or not.
Is this supposed to be, before they found Shaggy?
I don't know what it is. Dude, no one knows. No one knows what this shit is, Mark. You're asking me like I have the fucking answers.
Yeah.
Mark, they don't have the fucking answers, all right? Because like what I was about to tell you was apparently they took out Shaggy or a Scooby and they turned it into a human. And it's a girl. Her nickname is Scooby for some reason. And Shaggy's going to fuck Scooby, Mark. That's the thing that's going to happen, I'm telling you. This show is, like, super sexualized. I don't know if you know that or not. They're, like, super sexualized, like, minors and shit.
This is the same app that has Harley Quinn. So, like, I'm not.
And which they canceled. Fucking.
I actually liked Harley Quinn.
Yeah, no, that was a cool ass show.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, but the whole problem people are having is that they're minors. The whole problem is that they're minors in the show. They're all like 15.
You know what's funny? Like, it's a cartoon. Leave the fucking details out of it. That's what I'm saying. If we're going to do this show, just, hey, bro, it's all four of them or five of them.
Yeah.
Hey, Velma's going to be the one. Like, we're going to listen to her talk or whatever. She's going to say some shit that's important.
Could have done it in college.
Something. She just done it in college. Maybe we could have her fucking show up.
Yeah.
Like, meet the team. I don't fucking know. It's going to make money. Just don't fuck it up.
And they fucked it up.
And they come in. You fucked it up. Did I say not to fuck it up? How did you fuck it up?
The one thing I told you not to do. You fucking went and did it. Fucking
goddamn shit.
You went and fucking did it. God damn it. Oh, my God. But yeah, also, I just seen this thing right here on YouTube because I was like using my video's reference. People started talking about the iCarly girl from, her name is Sam, I guess. Like, this shit's been going on for years.
I started reading her book.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So she had a mom who was very controlling of her.
Yeah.
And to kind of brainwash her and try to be in Hollywood and shit like that. And would really say some really foul shit to her.
Yeah.
And so this is like the beginning of her trying to, her mom passes away. Because the book is literally called, I Wish My Mom Was Dead.
Okay.
Yeah, and so it's like she's free and she gets to tell her story and shit.
Nice.
Honestly, the upbringing to it seems pretty rough.
Yeah, I seen a video of her reading an excerpt out of it. Yeah, it seemed pretty tough. I was like, damn. But like, that's what I'm saying though. This has been going on for years now. Like, I'm surprised I just saw a video that just was released 10 days ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's still fairly.
It's not.
Like, it came out last year.
The book came out last year, yeah, but like her whole situation with, not Weinstein, the other guy, the guy who actually like produced like 90% of
Nickelodeon. Oh, that big fat guy.
Yeah, the big fat piece of shit.
The bowl, bowl cut.
Yeah, that guy, the fucking piece of shit that like invite little kids over to his house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking animal.
And they still haven't really like
done much for them. Yeah.
That guy's still walking. Like he's probably never even been tried ever. It's just something like, oh, but he's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like I think he got fired and everything, but he's still out free in society and shit. You know. Doing his thing, fucking taking pictures of little kids' feet and shit.
Right, yeah. No, I remember that dude was a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, I remember, I never thought once, like, oh, that can't be that bad. But I didn't know how bad it was. And some guy showed a few clips of, like, the things he would direct himself for, like the young girls to be doing. And half the times, like, I would, like, you know when you eat something sour, your lips just go like that?
Yeah.
I would make that face just out of sheer shock. I was like... Oh my God!
This
like,
guy's a fucking.
Oh my God!
So who's fucking talk to this guy?
How's this man still fucking breathing? Why is he not buried under their fucking prison?
So why somebody whoop his ass already?
Yeah, just fucking beat the shit out of him. Give him that fucking Vegeta speech. Not even give him the Vegeta ass whooping.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's ass whooping first.
Yeah, and then you talk to him, then give him another ass whooping. Just then to make
Dad
sure.
Snyder beats him up too.
Exactly.
Or Vegeta can't ever win a fight.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I had to talk about. You got anything?
No. I'm pretty fucked up now.
Yeah, because he keeps fucking smoking. You haven't stopped smoking this whole time.
Yeah, I know. It's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm not gonna argue against that. It does feel very nice. If I could, I definitely would take another hit right now. My throat's fucking thrashed.
As you sit there, David, do you feel good about the one hit you had?
I do.
Is this how your legacy ends?
I'm still good, though, but I'm not dying.
Don't you want to go legendary Super Saiyan 3.5 like me? No. I glow in the dark.
No, I glow in the dark. My RGB lights.
If you put a black light next to me, that's how you see the color.
Glow in the dark.
Yeah.
On the UV light. I don't know why I find that so fucking hilarious, dude. Ay, ay, ay.
But after that.
After that.
You had to go Super Saiyan 3.75.
Oh shit! I'm like a cat, dude. Oh, that's too funny, Mark. You're such a funny guy, Mark.
Yeah, you're
don't worry, you'll find the one.
What do you mean I'm funny?
I don't know. You're funny.
No, hold on. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm fucked up.
Hey, yo, Mark.
Hey, Anthony. He's a big boy. You know what you said. Well, funny how? Like I'm a fucking clown? Like I'm here to make you fucking laugh? I'm here to amuse you? What the fuck do you mean I'm funny? Funny how?
No, I just mean that you're funny. You told a funny joke. You said a funny thing. So I laughed.
No, you said. I'm funny. How the fuck am I funny? Tell me, how the fuck am I funny?
Yo, Mark, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, Anthony, he was shaking. He was shaking.
I almost had him the fucking brick.
I don't know about you, Henry. You may fold under questioning.
I can't believe we reenacted the whole fucking scene.
Yeah, this is wonderful.
This is a beautiful scene. We need Martin. We need Brendan to come back in here. Like, sorry, serious. Like, you're being a little too loud. Just grab the candle right here. Just fucking crack him his head.
Yeah, what the fuck do you want, huh?
Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, my dad wants to talk to you. So, you know, he just really wants to reconnect. This guy wants to fucking reconnect with me, huh?
Yeah, reconnect with this fucking bottle.
Exactly.
The fucking bottles to the head. God damn, Mark. You're a good boy. You're a good boy, Mike.
You know the elders called my mom and shit?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What for?
Trying to get a hold of me.
You? Why you? You're a lost cause.
Look. I don't know. It's like, bro, I blocked all your guys' numbers. What the fuck do you want?
Hey, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah. Already. Can you guys take a hint?
Well, you know what? That's kind of your fault, dude. You were a little too friendly with them last time, remember? Like, oh, brother, I'm actually working right now. Like, go ahead, call me back later and tell me you love me and give me a kiss good night. Oh, Mark, you're such a good fucking brother.
How long ago was that? That was a couple months ago.
Yeah, they're worried about you, Mark. Like, oh, that friendly brother Mark, he didn't get a chance to kiss me good night that one time. See, he
now
said he would.
And honestly, now it just has to be, hey, bro, please don't call me.
Yeah, do it then.
Yeah. You won't. Not even like, bro, please just stop calling. Because I gave you the rational, hey, I'm just going to, you know, I'm cool. But now you've just been a dickhead.
Oh, Lord, dude.
You ready right here?
Yeah, it feels like a good place. You done? Tired. Yeah, I'll probably edit the shit out of this thing.
Anyways, guys, thank you for listening. Go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Or come, you know what? Just come inside the house and just fucking listen to us talk.
Yeah, just watch us in the corner.
Just watch us.
Don't say hi or anything. It's okay. Just walk on in.
Just fucking, and then we look over to you and, you know, you just agree with us.
Yeah, exactly. You just nod. Don't say yes, you agree. Just nod your head rapidly.
Isn't it right, fucking Freddy?
He said, you can't see it, but he said yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. See you later.
There's blood in your semen.
Bye.